Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we're encouraged metaphorically in tune and visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to my co-host tonight, special guest co-host, Miss Nikki Thomas in the building. What's up, lady?
Hey, China, how are you? Hello, everyone.
Doing good. We're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
That's awesome.
It's not even summer yet. It's 95. Yes. It's 95 degrees today.
Wow. It's been hot here, but it's been, like, more storms here in North Carolina than ever.
I heard. I just pray that everyone is okay out there and, you know, ride the wave.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. So, happy to have you tonight. We're going to rock out. We're going to have a good time. And want to say, yes, right, give a big shout-out to everybody who went to Southern Fry. That was my first year going. The show was dope. And I just want to give a big shout-out to my sweetie, Moody Black in the building. That his team was phenomenal. They didn't make it to the final stage, but they were there, and they did do the daggone thug sizzle. So
that's right.
Just want to give yes, I like to pay homage, and I appreciate just being able to be there. It was a totally different environment. I've seen a lot of people I hadn't seen in years. It was just awesome to be around poets from all over the world. People came from Mexico, from everywhere, Los Angeles. They came from everywhere. Like,
wow.
It was awesome. Texas, Florida. I finally met Moses, you know, West, big poet. Like, he's like a battle poet, battle rapper.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually hosted one of the events that they had when they were slamming. So it was just awesome to be in the mix and meet new people. And just the love was phenomenal. So I just had to give a big shout out to that. And I also want to say for anybody who doesn't have anything going on Saturday, please come out to Illusions Open Mic Night. And that's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8. Show starts from 8:30 to 11. And we got Dexter Howell, who will be featuring, and we also have Unique, who will be in the building featuring as well. So I'm excited about this. I'm praying for an awesome show. Let's pack the house and have a good time. I wish you could come too,
girl.
That's
right. I wish I was there. This time last year, I was on my way there.
I know, right? It's time for y'all to come back.
I can't believe it's almost a year. Wow.
I know.
Almost a year.
Last year was the first year I met you in person.
Right. And oh my God, I had a blast while I was out there.
Oh yeah.
I had a blast.
Man, we
I
had a good time
about
hanging with
mosquitoes.
You.
I was just talking about the mosquitoes out there, girl. I got attacked so bad. I stay with some
they
awful
are huge.
You never know mosquitoes until you go to North Carolina, boy.
Yeah, mosquitoes, they're off the chain here.
Oh, yeah. You
and
get up close and personal with them. Oh, yeah. Oh,
mm.
yeah. Yeah. I did have a
so
time.
One of them,
you know, you showed me a good time. I said you
oh,
showed
yeah,
me a good
man.
Time, and I really enjoyed myself, you know, the two shows I was able to, you know, make it to while I was there. I really
that's
enjoyed
that.
Myself.
I'm glad you did, girl. I tried to get hospitality.
Oh, yeah. And I thank you
oh, yeah.
for bringing the real me out in my writing.
That's what's up. You have grown a lot. Like, I've seen you grow from when you were writing before. I remember when you used to just listen, and you're constantly evolving. And that's,
right,
to me, that's
right.
awesome. It is like a, you know, you've broken out of the cocoon, and you're flying now, so just doing your thing. So just proud of you. And just want to give a big shout out to Mr. DMX of Poetry for introducing you to the Lyrical Cypher.
DMX.
See, what y'all really want. All
right.
So I'm going to go ahead and play a track, and we're going to be right back. Let's get it.
Let's
visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Holiness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong. In spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Thank you.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, and we have our special guest host in the building, Ms. Nikki Thomas. What's up? What's up? What's up, lady?
Hey, everyone. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just vibing out, chilling on this Tuesday. I know we've been doing the shows kind of early these last couple of weeks, so I appreciate you guys bearing with us and making it do what it do.
That's right. That's right. I mean, hey, you gotta do.
Yeah, gotta go with the flow. All right, so we're about to open up the open mic lines. And for anybody who wants to give a shout out, feel free to do so. If you have something going on in the community, let us know so we can support. And if you want to spit, sing, do comedy, short story, whatever it is that you want to do, the floor is yours. We just ask you. Just don't curse on the mic. Other than that, do you. So that being said, we got Mr. DMX in the building. What's up? What's up, DMX?
What's up, China? How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
All right. I'm okay. I will say going through some stuff, but that's just life. I'm making some changes in my life and stuff, man. And if anybody mm-hmm. that knows me and anybody that knew me, man, for the changes and stuff that I'm going through, I just ready for you to watch and see it. But God is real, God is good, and you know when you're talking about me being, you kept calling me Bishop and all that, and I took it as a
yeah.
joke. But guess mm-hmm. what, man? This might be.
Okay. You never know.
It
man.
Just
hey,
might
hey.
Be, man. I'm turning my life mm-hmm. around, man. I'm rededicating my life to Christ and stuff, man. And man,
why don't you do it?
Yo, it's you know what I mean. It's like
do
I don't mean
it?
To start preaching.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, I don't mean to start preaching,
God,
but it's like the devil the devil do stuff to hold you back, right? All right,
mm-hmm.
if the devil gonna throw $100,000 in my face, people look at that as a come up. But if the devil the one throwing it in your face, then evidently he doing that to hold you back, right?
Indeed.
That's right.
So if I do God's work, then that 100,000 ain't going to mean nothing.
Nah, because the is laid up for the righteous.
That's right.
So,
you hear me?
If I do right,
I said no, because the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So, what's for you is going to be a 100,000.
Right. Right. Right, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm working
yeah.
on right now, y'all. I'm working on me and myself, man. And with the testimonies and the stories that I got to share, there'll be a lot of people that can relate because I've been there. I've done that, man. And y'all remember this song, Looking Back? Remember my poem, not song, but the poem I wrote about looking back about the things that I did coming up
yeah.
back that day and stuff,
oh, yeah.
man? Yeah, so now
yeah,
looking back,
yeah,
like, I got to walk out. But, you know, but looking back, I got to, you know what I mean? As I look back, you know what I'm saying? And if doing the stuff that I'm doing now, I will be able to reach back and help change or, you know what I'm saying, help reach some of the people that I help lead astray and stuff like that, man. And that's
right.
that's my goal right now, just to get my life together and help others, man, that's been there. And, man, and they, if everybody that know me, they ain't boy. There's so much, man. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about positivity, man. I'm still, you know what I'm saying? That's me right now, man. If you seek, you shall find. So if you walk around looking for negativity, then that's what you're going to find, man. Seek positive, stay positive, and you'll get there. You'll get there.
Indeed.
That's right.
I'm trying to seek and find Carlos Hill, a.k.a. DMX of Poetry, as our special guest co-host next week. Are you down? I'm seeking, trying to find.
I can do that. I think I can do that. I've been working on so much stuff, man, that that's probably what I do. I make sure that I have it all together by next week. So, China, I won't necessarily have to co-host. I just about host. I have so much. I have enough for the show. You hear me?
Can't let you take over
pretty much
now.
All
right?
New.
You can co-host with me. Right.
I ain't going to take over, but it's your show, Sam. It's just I have
He kicked me out.
I have
enough almost. Oh, yeah, that's what's up. But it'll be at 6 o'clock again next week, and we're going to get back to 9, but y'all just bear with me.
I will. Hey, yo, okay. Y'all enjoy the show, man. And China, I love you, baby girl. And
late too, man.
So do, and
late too,
and
man.
I love your co-host as well.
I know
you do. Sugarfoot.
I'm scared of this stuff and stuff. All right. All right, y'all. So
all right,
we'll
y'all.
Keep
enjoy
rolling.
Your show.
Thank you so much. All right, Nikki, what you got for us? I know you're about to spit something dope.
Okay, I got this public service announcement, and it's a question within a question, I should say, and here goes. If a man is the head of a household, then the woman is the neck. Go ahead, try moving the head without moving your neck. Don't worry. I got time. All right. Nothing, huh? Okay, now try moving your neck without moving your head. No dice. You see, both are dependent on each other to be able to function at their own best. Understand this. If all you have is a relationship, then what happens when you can no longer relate? Somebody will eventually abandon the ship. You must have friendship. That's also a partnership, not ownership, but more like a companionship in your relationship. All right. Stay tuned. Be encouraged. That's it. That's my public service announcement for today.
I am scared of that, Pastor Thomas.
No, it's first lady.
Squeeze me. Squeeze me. Okay. So you better get your life.
That's right.
I'm right. You said first lady. Let me find out.
Somebody said, all right, PFL, pass the first lady.
I know that's right. Go ahead, Sarah J.
Oh, you said Sarah Jake. All right.
Yeah, Bishop TV Jake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, though. I like that piece. But we're actually about to fly back into another track. And I want you to be ready. And tell Carlos, go ahead and get ready for a piece I need for fire. All right.
Okay.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer. prayers with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Miss Nikki in the building?
Hey, everyone.
Hey, what do you think about that piece right there about the grandmothers?
I like that. I did. I really like that. I really like that.
Yeah. All right, so what you got for us next? What you find? Oh, yes. Yes.
I said grandmothers are the root of the family. I miss my
grandmother. Oh, I agree. Me too. It really makes me think about my grandmother. It was one of my favorite pieces by him. Just being it, like, my grandmother was my rock. You know, she was like the rock of my family. So, yeah. And grandmothers like that are hard to come by, you know, nowadays.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I want to be that grandmother like my grandmother, you know. And I really feel that wisdom.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be my grandma, but I want to be one of them hip grandmas. You know, my grandma, her favorite song was Knockin' Boots by H-Town. And every time I hear that song, I think about her.
All right, well, let me find out what your song going to be.
Is
somebody going to be saying that about you? Like,
mine's going to be Computer Love. I don't know. It's just not going nowhere. That's my computer love.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the one about the elders. Okay. No, that's not it. It's the one about the elders.
So why are you doing that? I can go ahead and do my nugget. Is that
okay.
Cool? All right. So, I'm looking forward most definitely to Nikki shutting it down on the mic with her next piece. But I do want to go ahead and share. I want to go ahead and share the inspirational nugget that I give. Like I do my best all the time to give you an inspirational nugget, a jewel, whatever you want to call it. Just as I'm learning, I'm growing. I just try to give back to you, and hopefully it helps. You know, it helps you. If it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? If it works, use it. If it doesn't, toss it. I won't be offended. Like, I always say that because, you know, I'm sharing my perspective, my experiences, knowledge that I gained, and just pass it to you. And it's just, like I say, things that you can take mental notes with. So with that being said, for anybody who has been afraid of change, because change can be, you know, like getting out of your comfort zone can be tough. It can be hard. And I know every time I've gotten shaken out of my comfort zone, it was nerve-wracking. I knew exactly what was happening, the transition was happening, but I wasn't ready. And sometimes we pray for things, and then when we get them, you know, you start getting afraid to, you know, now I got to make some changes because it's here or it's happening. And whatever that thing is that you're trying to change, if you're trying to change yourself, you're trying to change just your life in general, or unlearn different behaviors, or whatever it is you're working on, even if you're trying to change the way you eat, you know, just that transition, I would just say don't overwhelm yourself with the transition. Acknowledge that it exists, but just take baby steps with your transition so you can appreciate the journey. So that whole process of when you're in the process of transition and you're transitioning, don't let anybody rush your change. You know, there's nothing wrong with sharing your change with others, but that change is actually for you, because you got to make it for you, because if you do it for other people, you'll resent them for it. So do it the best way you see fit that works for you, because remember, whoever's connected can be affected with whatever change you make anyway. So if you already have a good heart to look out for others and to be there for your family or what have you, or whoever's connected to you, family, friend, the job, whatever, whatever is connected to you, like I said, will be affected by your decisions. So just being mindful that my decisions actually matter in a bigger spectrum than we realize. So just, like I say, taking in the transition, you are taking a leap of faith, because you can't see what's to come, but nobody can. We try to figure it out because we have free will, and we've had some experience, but those experiences we have, they're already in the past. But acknowledging those things that, you know, they already happened, I learned some things from it, but today and this second, actually this second, is a new moment, you know. So it's taking your time, and like I say, through this transition, baby steps. Take your time and make that song. Take your time and do it right. So, got Miss Nikki in the building. You ready? Oh, what did you think about what I said?
That's a good nugget. That is a great nugget, because what God has for me is for me. And
mm-hmm.
I can only be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on a spiritual growth journey right now. I'm trying to be a better
man. There you go.
And
you're doing it for you, right?
I'm doing it for me. Because when
there
I get to them gates, can't nobody else go in the gate for me. I got to go in for myself. And
exactly.
I hope I can get in the gates. That's why I'm, you know, doing what I have to do on earth to make it into the gates, because not everyone makes it.
That's true.
You know?
That is so true.
Not everyone makes it.
Mm-hmm.
But as we get ready to come to a close, we were talking about
mm-hmm.
grandmothers. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, I miss mine dearly, and this is pretty much talking about these kids today compared to when I was younger and my grandmother was still around, and it's called the old days. Here goes. As I look back from when I was young, I never talked back or had a slick tongue. The kids nowadays don't know that their disrespectful ways will shorten their days. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be long. You better not talk back or do anything wrong. For the elders of yesterday, they were wise and strong. But as time fly and years go by, the elders of then, well, they all got old, and most did die. So if you have the privilege of still having yours, listen, watch, and don't ask why. Just pay close attention. Oh, but did I also forget to mention? We all get old, and we all must die. You guys have a great evening and the rest of the week.
That's right. That was a hot piece, man. It was true. So with that being said, you guys keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. We'll see you guys next week with Carlos Hill, a.k.a. I call him DMX of Poetry.
Yay!
In the building. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. And thank you so much for calling with me tonight, Nikki. You are amazing.
Oh, you're so very
y'all
welcome.
Be blessed. Oh, thank
good
you.
Good night, y'all.
Y'all be blessed. Good night, everybody.